This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, it's Alex Jones here in the studio, and Jim's had 70 seconds to get ready for his premiere of hosting Syndicated Talk Radio to millions of people. Hey. But don't worry, the fourth hour probably only has about 500,000 people watching and listening, not a couple million like the main show, but not for long, because after we start hosting the fourth hour, it's going to be huge. So, Jim, without further ado, you got a short segment of 5 minutes. You'll come back with 12 minutes, come back with 6 minutes, come back with 18 minutes, and come back with 5 minutes, and we got loaded phone lines from folks all over the world wanting to talk to Jim Mars. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Mars!
Here he is, star of stage, screen, and outer space. Yeah, he's not kidding. I mean, I came here to speak with my friend Alex, and all of a sudden, I'm it. I don't know. I guess he had to go make a bathroom run or something. But it is interesting, though, and I'm happy to be here because, especially since we can take calls, because I'm always interested to find out what people want to know about. You know, I'm always making these talks, and I watch carefully to see how many people get up and leave, and I'm gratified that very seldom do many get up and leave, so I guess they're interested in it, but I never really know what they actually want to hear about. So here we have some calls coming in. But before we start taking the calls, I want to plug for population control, how corporate owners are killing us. There's a ton of information in there, and it's information that you really need to hear about bad food, bad air, bad water. Let's talk about water for just a minute. One of the things that's being really a contentious issue today is fracking. All right, and for those of you who don't know what fracking is, that's a short term for hydraulic fracturing. And what they do is they pump water with about 40,000 chemicals in it deep into underground to under high pressure, so it'll crack the earth and open up these strata down there in the deep underground. And the idea is because so they can bring out more gas and oil. And now this comes back to a little thing known as peak oil, which I'm sure you've probably heard about if you don't understand it. And this goes back to the 50s with a professor named Hubert, who somehow determined that by the year 2000, we were going to hit the peak of oil. Okay, and that's only so much oil because there were so many dinosaurs that died and plants that fell over and got compressed under the layers of the earth for billions of years and created fossil fuels, and that there's only so much of it there, and when you get to a certain point, it's going to be gone. And he said that point was going to peak at the year 2000, and that's it. It's all over. Well, folks, that turns out to be another bogus theory, okay? In 2011-2012, oil and gas production were at higher rates than ever before. But the key thing is this. If somebody tries to tell you, well, no, we're running out of petroleum, we're running out of oil, here's three words you throw back at them. Bakken rock formation, okay? B-A-K-K-E-N. The Bakken rock formation stretches up through Montana and the Dakotas and into Canada. And it is a vast underground, untapped source of petroleum. And the experts have estimated that even at increased rates of consumption, there's enough petroleum there to last us for 2,000 years. Holy cow. So, see, there it is. And there's no reason then to be pushing all of this fracking because there's plenty of oil untapped. I also might mention, those of you who know your history know that beginning in the 20th century, and I hear some music playing, so all I was going to say is early 20th century you had the Teapot Dome, scandal about oil, federal selling public oil privately. And that's still going on. We got a lot of oil. More right after these extremely, excruciatingly serious messages.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, there's some patriotic music for you. And howdy, here I am, Jim Mars, your stand-in temporary host on the Alex Jones Show today, stuck with this last hour. I mean, pleased to have this last hour. But before we continue talking about the oil or the lack thereof, let's take a quick break for some breaking news from our InfoWars reporter, Joe Biggs. Joe?
Hey, I actually got some information from a friend in Georgia. Now, his son lives in Tampa, Florida. He roommates with a recruiter at one of the local stations in that area, and he has given us information saying that they have been told to evacuate. Now, Don Salazar and myself have both called numerous recruiting stations without any answers. The phone will ring and or go to a recorded statement at that point. Now, we have confirmed, though, we actually have a listener who has gone down to the numerous recruiting centers in Tampa, has taken pictures of empty offices. So this is happening due to a threat that they got for a shooter that could possibly happen. Now, earlier in the week, I spoke to a recruiter in South Austin who said that some of the offices in Las Vegas and Florida were getting threats of another attack. Now, this comes a week after the shooting in Chattanooga that left numerous Marines and a Navy sailor dead. So we've got to take this seriously, and I want people in that area, you know, to be on watch. And if you can, if you know anybody in those areas, call them, make sure they're okay, find out what's going on, and send us some tips.
And just to add the point, good job of the citizen reporters going out there being the eyes and the ears on the ground. This is the human intelligence of the American people, people of the world, that can outmaneuver the mainstream media and the rest of them. They want to cover up what's happening in these recruiting centers and show the real terrorism threat in this country. They're obsessing still about two people dead in a movie theater as if it's the end of the world and making it a big deal while ignoring five dead. Look, all the deaths are important, whether it's people at a military facility or at a recruiting center or folks in a movie theater, but they're doing this to demonize the American people. Other points, we're going to throw it back to Jim Mars, but great job for you and the team and Adan Salazar getting these reports out and to that citizen reporter. We're adding those photos, I'm told, right now, confirming they're empty at those facilities. So they've abandoned their post. They've been told to evacuate and run up the white flag by the traitors in charge who won't let them be armed.
And on top of that, they've already forced the Marine Corps recruiters to not wear their uniform and essentially wear civilian attire. Well, this is what we have to remember. Gun-free zones are kill zones.
That's absolutely correct. Thank you, Joe. Stay with it. I don't understand this at all. I mean, you have military men. These are men, if there's anyone who could be trusted with a firearm, it would be a trained military man. And yet these guys are saying, oh, no, you can't take your gun and don't wear your uniform. Folks, this is, all I can think of is un-American. And also, back to our discussion, during the break here, they brought me a copy of Newsweek from 1979, and in here it says, why we must act now, because it says 1979, we only have 8.7 years left of petroleum, crude oil. That's it. We're going to be out, folks. And we've heard that for so long, and it's simply not true. There's oil everywhere. Plus, we do need to wean ourselves off of oil because we're killing ourselves on oil pollution. You know, you realize, and I'm sure Alex has brought this up, that they're still spraying Corexit down in the Gulf of Mexico, and the Gulf is almost dead. We got problems with Fukushima, and they're still admitting they can't stop that radiation leak. In fact, there is more and more evidence that the Pacific Ocean is having all kinds of problems because of this continuing radiation. And what's our good government done about it? Well, as I understand it, they no longer monitor for radiation on the West Coast. Well, how convenient. Now they don't have to tell us how badly they're radiating us. So, but back to the water situation before we go to the callers, and I am interested in getting calls. I want to explain that not only is the whole idea of fracking unnecessary because we do not need to find even more outlets for gas and oil. So there's something else going on. And what an increasing number of people believe is that this fracking is done for one major purpose, and that is to adulterate and to destroy our water tables. Okay? And why would that be? Who would want to destroy our water? Well, right now today, in the world, there are about a handful of major corporations who are gaining control over the water supply. We find, water is so critical now in California that Governor Jerry Brown has announced water reduction with fines, okay, that possibly can fine you up to $500 if you water your lawn. And what kills me is having been out there, I know I was visiting in Palm Springs, and we went to a golf course there, such as the one you see here, and it was beautiful. It had sprinklers, you know, spraying. And then I find out that in Palm Springs alone, there's 125 golf courses. Now, here's 125 golf courses built in the California desert, you know, and that they all have to water the greens and the fairways, and then wonder why they're running out of water. It's ridiculous. But then you also find that these wealthy families, are investing in water, because, in fact, the head of Dow Chemical was quoted as saying that water is the oil of the 21st century. And you have a handful of corporations, Nestle, Coca-Cola, Perrier, who are gaining more and more control over the water. Now, you know, a person can go a few days without food and can still function. But if you don't have water, you're in real serious trouble. And so then we look and we see that this wealthy elite, they are buying into the water industries. Warren Buffett, for example, is heavily invested in water treatment and water filters. T-Bone Pickens has bought up property all up and down the Ollagaller aquifer, which provides water for the breadbasket in middle America. But the one that really caught my attention was some years ago, it was reported that the Bush family had bought something like 300,000 acres in Paraguay. All right. And knowing the background of the Bushes and the pro-Nazi stand of the patriarch Prescott Bush, who was prosecuted during World War II for being a front man, financial man for Hitler and the Nazis, I thought maybe they were going to build a housing development and call it Borman Acres or something. But come to find out, the Bush family and their 300 acres in Paraguay just happens to sit over the Guarani Aquifer, one of the largest single bodies of groundwater in the world. So they're slowly but surely trying to gain control over the world's water supply. Now think what kind of power that would give someone. You want a drink of water? You pay what I say. In fact, and I've watched that just over my own lifetime. When I was 13, I went to work in a grocery store sacking, and then before long, I'd worked my way up, and I was checking. In fact, I worked in the meat department. I worked in the produce department. I got a pretty good grocery education. And if you had come to me at that point and said, can you show me where the water is? I would have pointed you to the water fountain or to the hose outside. You turn on the faucet, the water comes out. Nobody was buying water. You know, that was considered a natural resource, and it was belonged to everybody. But then over the course of my life, I've seen all of a sudden there's been a section of the drink shelf where you've got bottled water. And today you have an entire aisle full of water. And if they don't get you with the public water, just be sure and read some of the labels on the bottled water, because they're already, some of the bottled water is being fluoridated. And that's another thing I talk about in my book, Population Control, is that in the 1930s, if you bought sodium fluoride, it came in a can and marked poison. But this is what they're giving you today. So the whole purpose of fracking, I think, is to wreck the water tables. And you need to be aware of that. And we need to start cleaning up our water supplies. And we need to start caring about what we're doing, because we're ruining one of the most basic necessities of life. Okay, where are we? We got a couple of minutes left. If you'll notice, I've been joined by the Queen Mother of England. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's my friend Gator. I think Alex caught him crawling around outside or something. He must be an infiltrator. But he's been pretty passive for right now. I think we got time maybe for one call. Can we get a call
sure,
in here?
Yeah, let's start with John in FEMA Region 5.
Okay, we got John in FEMA Region 5. Howdy, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Jim? It's about time I got a chance to talk to you. I've watched a lot of your videos from the Contact in the Desert series, and I go to your webpage occasionally, and I was wondering if you could explain the actual cycle of the New World Order, starting with Babylon and the King Nebuchadnezzar, and how it grows through a crescendo and then crashes and goes underground and comes up with different eras. Because I think if people start looking at it, you see where it's coming from and where it's going.
Okay. Well, you know, let's see now. I've got a minute or two, and you want me to give the history of human civilization in the world. Okay. That's going to be a toughie. And in fact, I hear the music starting, so while I try to compress world history into a couple of minutes, let's go ahead and cut for the break. And when we come back, I'll trace the New World Order back to its beginning.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
And here we're back, and you're listening to your standby temporary itinerant transit host, Jim Mars, and filling in on the last hour here for Alex Jones. And we just had a caller, John, who had asked, you know, how did the New World Order start? And, geez, we could, you know, we could have three or four programs talking about that. But let me point you to my book, Our Occulted History. And what you find is you go far back and even beyond our recorded history, and there are legends and stories in every ancient tribe and peoples in the world, from the Aborigines in Australia to the North American Indians to the Hindu Indians in the Vedas to the Bible, Ezekiel and the wheel. And to the some of the oldest writings in the world from the Sumer civilization that predated the Egyptians over in Mesopotamia. And they all say the same thing, that folks came from the sky and taught them various things, language, law, mathematics, garden, farming, agriculture. And to my surprise, even taught them how to make beer. Being somewhat of a beer aficionado, I once tried to research it and find out, well, you know, where's beer come from? Because after all, it's easy to figure out how ancient man figured out wine. You know, you got some grapes that fell off the grapevine, lay on the ground under a hot sun, fermented. The thirsty caveman came along. Says, wow, he tries some of that, and he says, ah, and then he gets a buzz, and he's going, I really like that. So now he's got wine, but beer, beer? You have to have malts and hops and various things, you know, and then you have to mix them in just right proportion, and you have to add water, and then you have to have some sugar, and then it's all got to ferment a certain amount of time. I mean, this is a complicated formula. How'd somebody figure all that out? Well, according to these ancient tablets, these cuneiform tablets left by these ancient Sumerians, they're the people that came from the sky. Their gods, if you will, taught them how to make beer. And they had four different kinds of beer back in the ancient world, okay? And something tells me one of those types was probably not light beer. They probably had something else. But the point is that they all tell the story that there were these outsiders who came and set us on a course to civilization. Now, these outsiders, they didn't want to have to mix with the raggle-taggle humans, so they created kingship. They created interlopers. They created a priest caste that would pass along and deal directly with the humans. And over a period of time, these gods dropped out of sight. And the whole idea of people and their gods, it turned into a metaphysical thing. You didn't see God, but we all know he's there. And then the priest caste, they were getting rich and powerful, you know, by representing God. God told me to tell you, here's how you're going to live. And they didn't want to give that up, so they built a whole system of catechisms and theologies and et cetera, et cetera. And so for the longest time, all the way up to the Middle Ages, the humans were pretty much governed by religion, okay? But with the advent of the printing press and with science and with the new turnover and the age of enlightenment, the power of religion began to wane, and they moved into finance.
Going to break in a moment. I just want to say you're doing a great job. Are you going to continue on with calls in the next hour?
You bet.
Wait, look who's going to be here with you. She's interviewing you on the nightly news tonight.
Oh.
Leanne McAdoo.
Jim Morris was just about to give the secret of the universe.
That's right.
And I just decided you've already been attacked by an alligator.
I thought it was Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth already marched in on you. But, wait. He's a crown.
Where's the crown?
You're going to break. Well, to come back and take more calls. Would you like Leanne to co-host with you live?
Sure, absolutely.
He didn't ask to do that. I'm just kind of making it fun. This is your first time hosting live radio. You're an old hand at this. I thought I would make it as fun as possible.
Right.
Next, we're going to have monkeys swinging on chandeliers.
It'll be more fun if there's more people. The more...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the...
That's right. Too many of us owe our soul to the company store. I believe that was Tennessee Ernie Ford telling us about owe our soul to the company store. Okay, this is Jim Mars. We're back here on this last segment of the Alex Jones Show. And I got totally off in the left field trying to explain about how the secret society started, so I'll try to make this quick. after they, the key mechanisms for controlling humans have always been religion and then finance. And today it's mostly finance. But, if you've been keeping up with Alex, if you've been keeping up with some of the other people, the financial situation is getting very shaky. So, keep an eye on that because, you know, I think we're coming up on a time period that's going to make 2008 look like just a bump in the road. Let's move on and find out from more callers. Have we got a caller?
I think Chuck in Arizona was next.
Hey, Chuck in Arizona, are you there?
Hi, Mr. Morris. How you doing?
I'm tolerable.
Leanne, how are you?
Doing swell, thank you.
Hey,
let me introduce Leanne McAdoo here.
I got thrown here in the hot seat with Alex Jones. He likes to. This is what this fourth hour is all about now. Surprises.
actually, she's there, so you have something good looking to look at.
You've got the nice voice.
Okay, Chuck, what do you got?
Form? Will this be an overdrive form on YouTube?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, cool. Because that's the only way I get to watch you guys and listen to you guys. So real quick, I want to make 4 points. First one, most important. I think we need to have a push for national sovereignty. Every citizen needs to become a sovereign citizen. If you do this, it binds you to the Constitution, which is the law of the land. This, in turn, will hold the police's feet to the fire and make them act properly to make the judicial system work the way that it's supposed to work. Now, if you do that, we've always been told all problems start at home. If we start at the base program and we work our way up through the judicial system, we can further work our way up into politics to make these politicians act like they are supposed to act because they work for us.
Okay, So, Chuck, you say that we need to become sovereign citizens and we need to vote on representatives who will actually represent us. And if they don't, then we need to vote them out and start all over again. And might I point out that that's not a radical idea. I hate to tell you, this is the way it's supposed to be. Okay. But it's gotten away from us. And so what you're saying is, and I totally agree, is that we need to go back to basics, which is we are all sovereign citizens and we're all operating together. And I also hear you about starting at a local level. This is most important. I've pretty much given up on the federal level. Washington is so corrupt, so bought and paid for that I think it's going to be near impossible to try to actually just change it around. What we can do is go to the local level, get on school board, get on the city council, get on the county commissioners, and then when the feds come along and say, okay, here's what you're going to do, just say no.
Exactly.
Right, Leanne?
Well, that's what we'd like to do, but I mean, here we've got the federal government just passing the House, voting on that Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, and they don't care that the states want safe labeling. They don't care that the states, you know, want GMO foods labeled.
Well, that's it. They ride roughshod over us on everything, and it's not necessarily always the feds. Up there near where I live in Denton County, some thoughtful people got together, and they actually passed an ordinance saying they could not do any fracking in Denton County. And what happens? Governor Abbott of the state of Texas rams through a law that says you can't pass laws in locally that prevents business from doing things. You know, what about freedom and democracy? Is he not heard about?
Right, or we got a Chris Christie saying if he becomes president, he's going to treat all of the diseased pot smokers with some federal law enforcement there. I mean, just totally bypassing the fact that states have voted on this, that medicinal marijuana, they're okay with it. So
that's like, right. And by the way, you can read about that in my new book, Population Control, because I kept a close eye on Washington State and on Colorado, where they have legalized not only medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana. And you know what? Guess what? Their taxes have the tax income, you know, their profits have gone sky high. Their traffic fatalities have dropped. Crime has dropped. It's obviously only the reasonable, prudent thing to do.
Well, was
all right,
that all?
Ready for another caller?
Yeah, let's go to the next caller. Who we got?
We've got Mark in California calling from KOMY 1340 AM. He'd like to discuss the Franklin cover-up.
Oh, boy. Okay, Mark, what have you got for us?
Well, I have Doug Millar for you. He's worked with a senator for 25 years, and there's only about 10 real heroes, and Doug Millar is one of them. He's like 77. He got arrested up there in Bohemian Grove. And the guy, Doug Millar, is just a wealth of information. And if you or Alex would like to interview him, he is available.
Okay.
All right. We can get his information from you after we get off the air.
There you go. Yeah, we're looking into anything and everything. And if this has to do with the Franklin cover-up, I might point out that this is a huge scandal going on in the UK right now about child pornography and child abuse. And they are trying to keep this as quiet as possible, but it needs to spread over here because going back to the Franklin cover-up and to all of these allegations that some of the most powerful people in this country are involved in child abuse and child pornography, this is serious enough. We need to start dealing with that, too.
Absolutely. It goes all the way to the top.
Okay. All right. Do we have another caller?
Let's go to Dwayne in Wisconsin. He'd like to discuss population control.
Oh, population control. Perfect. That's my new book. Let's discuss that. What's on your mind, Dwayne?
Thank you, Mr. Mars. Real pleasure to have you hosting the show. Also, Leanne. Yeah, I thought it was only fitting to title my little segment here, Population Control, as your new book is aptly titled. Just a couple quick things. I just wanted to run through a few things real quick, kind of rapid fire, and then you can give me your commentary on it. You know, it's pretty clear our Second Amendment has shifted from the right to protect yourself from individuals and government to a means of destroying the Constitution. You know, it's just like being politically correct. You know, brainwashed people think it's about respect for others and, you know, not hurting people's feelings, but it really truthfully has a lot more to do with restricting our free expression of thoughts and killing the First Amendment. I mean, this is a hypothetical question, but how offended would the general public be if the Humane Society was caught harvesting kitten and puppy fetuses and selling the parts for profit? I see a lot more posts on Facebook about caring for animals and adopting them than I ever do about prenatal care for unborn children and adopting kids. Now, it comes down to this indoctrination, you know, through rampant implementation of thousands of sustainable development policies. Sustainable development, which of course is newspeak for Agenda 21. That Agenda 21, which Salon.com likes to call an Alex Jones construct. Well, if Agenda 21 is an Alex Jones construct, why is it cited by name in our Federal Register, Volume 63, Number 163, Monday, August 24th, 1998, under Linkages to Other Initiatives?
Is that evidence and proof? Conspiracy.
Yeah, you've been doing your homework. how dare you hit them with facts?
Right.
By the way, it's really incredible to me over the years, all of this argument over birth control and particularly over abortion. What I find interesting is that most of the anti-abortion people, who, number one, I feel like their heart is probably in the right place, but where's their mind? They seem very concerned about these unborn babies, and yet when these kids are born in the third world countries, in China and in Iran and in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in our own country, they don't seem to care about the ones who are already living and breathing. You know, in fact, the big dichotomy is that I think you'll find that most people who are anti-abortion are pro-death penalty.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's save the babies, but then if they turn out bad, well, we'll execute them.
Right. We have the Black Lives Matter protesters out there who were offended that we were daring to point out how many black babies are aborted by Planned Parenthood every year. And one of them actually said, "I kill my kids." So you're absolutely right about that. I mean, and actually they're not allowed to be called babies or fetuses or anything. They're called products of conception. That's what
Yeah, Mars, you're a product of conception. Chop you up.
I know. The Nazis did that. They call it retroactive birth control. But, you know, speaking of, okay, here, I got to tell you, my idea on abortion. That is a true controversy, and I call it a true controversy because I think there are equal numbers of thoughtful, caring, educated, knowledgeable people who simply cannot agree, okay, on when life starts and how important, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so why is there any problem? Freedom. Anybody ever heard that term? Freedom. You're free not to have an abortion. You're free to have an abortion. Nobody can make somebody do something else. It'd be up to the woman, to her doctor, to her family.
When the censorship begins.
Oh, but that's not politically correct, is it?
Not around you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just teasing, Mark.
Don't tell us how great abortion is. Now, listen, I get that a lot of people, it is about having a child they can't take care of, but they got raped, or they were doing drugs, and their friends can be brain damaged, or there's medical issues. The whole point is what's driving and promoting it, though, is the eugenics-based system.
Yes.
And so I don't want to hear about how, you know, cops kill, you know, however many black people every year. It's not even 100. It's terrible. Some of it's wrong. Sometimes, you know, they're in the wrong. Sometimes the cops are in the wrong. About these lives matter when then the blacks are being targeted for extermination, you know, with the whole Margaret Sanger deal. So that's my angle, separating those two. They make the whole compendium and the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood about, you know, a woman's choice. Well, then fine. Don't make me pay for it. You know, there's so many layers right to this. Then it's not a federal issue. See, my hair's even sticking up. I don't even know I'd be in here.
Both of them.
Look at both of them.
Oh, my anyway, goodness.
You like the new show, Leanne?
That's our
hey, but can you put the slide on with Margaret Sanger and Hillary Clinton?
That's a hoax. Salon says it's a hoax. She's not
a
racist.
It's not a hoax.
She loves the babies. It's a hoax.
Yeah, there we go. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, says colored people are like human weeds and need to be exterminated. And we find Hillary Clinton is a big supporter. I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision.
What are this?
So I guess Hillary has that same vision. Gator man here.
Gator man. Baby.
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin. Hillary Clinton's a guest today on the show.
Risen from the dead.
Feed me, Seymour.
What, are you racist against alligators? You afraid to have our first alligator president?
A trans alligator gender change.
You like the fourth hour?
Anything can happen here.
Crazy fourth hour, I'll tell you. Come on, let's go. Is Dwayne still on the line?
Dwayne is no longer on the line.
Okay, who we got next?
Next, we have Robert in California. He'd like to discuss global elite mental illness.
Global elite mental illness.
They literally are mentally ill.
Yeah, that's true.
Years of inbreeding will do that to you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what happens when you go to those Bohemian Grove meetings. Okay, Robert, out in California, you're probably hot and dry out there. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, all the chemtrails are just drying up all that water. Jim, Leanne, and Alex Jones in the background. This, my question is this. With all of our elites being crazy and wanting to kill us, and obviously our representatives are not representing us, and their mentality, they're unstable, being very questionable about that, why are we playing footsies with crazy people?
Well, basically because they have their hands on the purse strings.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right. And that's why we need to get those people to step down. And we need to do something different. And like I said earlier, I'm not sure we're going to be able to do very much at the national level. But locally, you can see that people who think the same way you do, people who know the same things you do, get into office and start taking the steps necessary to straighten things up. In other words, you pack your city council with knowledgeable people who care about the health and safety of your community, and they're going to take a hard look at fluoridation and probably decide not to quit fluoridating the water and involuntarily medicating you.
Right, or even we have our governor here in Texas who stood up with this Jade Helm exercise and said,
right,
well, my constituents are concerned, so I'm going to go ahead and just make sure the National Guard keeps their eye on them, make sure they're not violating their rights.
Exactly. And what really shocked me, well, not really, but considering the political correctness idiocy that's going on, but the reaction of people in the mass media and in the other parts of the country acted like some big terrible thing was going on. All Governor Abbott said was he was going to tell the Texas State Guard to just watch and monitor and see what they were doing. What's wrong with that? That's only prudent, particularly when a good number of people are concerned about what's going on. And speaking of Jade Helm, have you noticed the wooden clog in the middle of it?
Yes. A lot of people wondering kind of what that is.
Well, I can tell you what that is, because having written a book called The Rise of the Fourth Reich, which is how the Third Reich, Nazis, were simply brought over here after the war, rolled into our military-industrial complex so that we would hopefully get our edge on the Russians, I immediately saw that wooden clog in the center of the Jade Helm 15 logo, and I immediately thought that the Nazi concentration camps, when you were sent in there, they put you in striped pajamas and gave you wooden shoes. So to me, it's a symbol of a concentration camp. And my question would be, why is there a symbolic thing of Nazi concentration camps on the official logo of this military exercise in the United States in 2015?
And that's interesting because it's transparent. It's a little hidden. It's almost like invisible.
It's almost like here's a little hint for you.
Right. That you don't realize it's being built up all around you with the geospatial mapping and everything that we've gotten into as well.
Well, and of course their logo says Master the Human Domain. Whoa. What's the human domain? Just about
everything
anything to do with a human, right?
Absolutely.
And they're going to master it.
Yeah. Well on their way.
Yep. I hear music.
All right. Well, stick around. We got a
we're so almost
short
done
segment for you. Yep.
Hang in there, Lee. You're doing great.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
So this is the final segment. Take a few final calls. I want to thank Leanne McAdoo. I want to thank great Jim Mars, our wonderful crew, including Nico and the rest of the fine folks in there, like CJ and Wesley and just everybody. So great job. Have a safe weekend coming up, and we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We got 5 minutes left of transmission. I leave you with Mr. Mars and Mr. McAdoo, our dynamic Scottish duo.
Ms. McAdoo.
Did I say
Mrs.? You said Mr.
Mr. McAdoo!
That's right.
That's the new conspiracy. Alex Jones admits Leanne is a man.
That's it. No other. You exposed it.
It's true. I am
Bill Hicks. Rush Limbaugh is Jim Morrison. And you are?
Lee Mann.
I don't believe it. Ms. Leanne McAdoo. I don't think anybody's going to believe you're really a man.
They don't. It's not true, folks.
Tell them about your courage and just admit the truth.
And they're doing the work of two men, Laurel and Hardy. All right, we're back. We're going to take one more call. We're going to who?
Chris in North Carolina. He'd like to discuss the Georgia Guidestones.
Okay, Chris, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you first and foremost for your service. I appreciate it. I serve too. And my question is I know they put 2015, I think it was 2015, block on the Georgia Guidestones, and I was wondering what you think about that, because Alex Jones has talked about how he feels in his gut some impending doom, and a lot of people have talked about it, but now they put it on the Georgia Guidestones, and, you know, R.C. Christian is just a face name for somebody else with the New World Order, and I wonder what you think about it, because you're pretty much a big researcher on the Georgia Guidestones.
That's right. In fact, I cover the Georgia Guidestones here in my new book, Population Control. And, of course, what you find is the very first admonition is maintain human population on the world to 500 million. Well, again, right now it's 7.5 billion. So what are they going to do with the other 7 billion of us? And also, the fact that they put 2015 on there is only just adds to the accumulation of evidence that, I mean, you talk to some of the financial people, they say, get out of the stocks, you know, run for the hills. Mm-hmm. You hear military people going, you know, they are purging the U.S. military of people who are pro-Constitution. The Pacific Ring, the volcano activity, it's heightening up. The Yellowstone caldera is long past time that it could explode. I mean, there's so many, never mind asteroids coming in. There's just so much going on that it really is pretty creepy right now. And so I would advise keeping your eyes and ears open, and just as a matter of prudence, maybe there's a hurricane or maybe there's a tornado, get yourself some food, some water, and have some supplies. Listen to Alex Jones. He tells it like it is, and he will keep you apprised as things start to happen. Okay, Leanne, tell us about the news tonight.
Well, first, I just wanted to say with the Georgia Guidestones, how bizarre that they always had that slot where something was going to be put, and then lo and behold, someone updated it this year with the 2015 stone.
Right.
That was bizarre, because I never even had noticed that.
Well, and just like the rest of those stones, including this Mr. Christian, who's some of them, it's all very mysterious. Nobody seems to know, and nobody seems to be able to tell us exactly what all this is. But to me, it's quite obvious that it ties into futuristic thinking.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be talking about that on the news tonight, the Disclosure Project. So can't wait to get that out for everyone.
Disclosure. We're going to disclose. And that's disclosed, not unclosed. Okay,
tune
I hear
in.
The music. We're
7
heading out.
7 p.m. Central, the nightly news.
Leanne McAdoo,
I'll be
you did a great job. Okay, Alex, you did a great job. We may keep you on.
So think about it.
Jim Mars, we're signing off.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.